T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, though, we welcome in the U.S. Representative for the 5th Congressional District, the Honorable Johanna Hayes. Representative Hayes, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning. I'm fine.
Thanks for being with us. We want to talk about the bill that you're co-sponsoring with Representative Gabbard from Hawaii and Representative McBath from Georgia, which is the School Shooting Safety and Preparedness Act. And I know that this has been a real cause of yours since you've become a member of Congress.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me to talk about this
morning. Welcome.
It's deeply personal for me. And I really have focused a good amount of my energy and attention on making sure that we address the epidemic of gun violence. And the bill that you're referencing, the School Safety and Preparedness Act, basically just lays the groundwork for providing uniform data on school shootings. We have no method of collecting data on school shootings.
Right.
The definition of a mass shooting or a school shooting has never been defined by law. The CDC does collect some information, but statistics on shooters, the number of people killed, the motivation, the types of firearms, and even the safety precautions that were in place at the physical site
right.
on the day of the shooting, I think that information would all be very valuable for us to at least, I mean, you can't manage a problem that you haven't even begun to measure.
Right.
So this bill basically says we need to begin to collect the data so that we can put together some meaningful solutions.
Do you, Representative Hayes, are you going to take a look in this also the, how can I do this, kind of a remote diagnosis? If you look at some of the people who, Adam Lanza, case in point, and Castro down in Parkland, these were disturbed young men who apparently mm-hmm. there was some knowledge that there were some issues with these guys. Is this going to take care of that too?
Well, I think as we begin to collect the data, we can see what are those trigger points or what other methods are in place in schools. I mean, just this week, prior to this hearing, we had a hearing on acute trauma in children.
Ugh.
And that hearing was set to really identify what are some of the traumatic experiences that children have and how are we reporting them in schools. You know, we've cut so much funding from school social workers and you know, resource support services in schools. So oftentimes, and I know this personally, you see things as a teacher or an administrator, and there really is nowhere to go. You know, I've seen kids in crisis, and you look for help, and there's no clearinghouse of information. There's nowhere for parents to turn. You have these conversations, and then everybody's at a loss about what the next step is. I think we really have to put some meaningful efforts in place to not just address things after they happen, but to be able to identify and put preventative measures in place before things like this happen.
Who would you propose gather the data and distribute it?
So that is part of the bill. So it would be the Department of Education, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Health and Human Services.
Wow.
And they would issue a report annually on the indicators for school safety and the data that was collected on the shootings that have occurred.
Oh, we're talking
you
to
know, right now.
Yes.
Right now, literally, when I'm looking up information on school shootings, I'm going to media reports or doing it location by location.
Yeah.
There really should be a central place, and it's happening. It's not that it's not happening. And you know, my Republican colleague Virginia Fox offered an amendment that would have, in essence, killed the spirit of the bill. They wanted to even take the word shooting out and just say, you know, violence happens in all places, and it's all of these other indicators. And I'm not disputing that, you know, mental illness and, you know, other behaviors contribute, but
we
need to study specifically school shootings.
Right. A Google search is not necessarily going to do it.
You know, it's not.
We should mention, you know, I think everybody knows, but if they don't, you were a school teacher, in fact, teacher of the year. So in your experience, what was it like, you know, what did you do when it got a problem child? Did you have the resources to help take care of them?
Well, I've had lots of experiences with this, and, you know, most oftentimes, and I know this was my experience, where it's the teacher who is putting in the extra effort, doing the extra research, staying before school, staying after school. I've had experiences where I have had a child who was in crisis, and we had to call the parents and call 911 or call an ambulance. Wow. And even at that point, you know, there are not enough inpatient beds in the state of Connecticut or in most communities. Most insurances don't cover the type of screenings that we're talking about. And there are kids and young people who have had these traumatic experiences and really don't know how to deal, you know, with what's going on internally. And they lash out.
Oh.
You know, we have so many kids in our classroom who have gone undiagnosed, who have serious mental illnesses, and that presents itself as a behavior problem. And then we see, you know, the discipline, the school-to-prison pipeline. You know, one of the things that I'm hoping that we can move towards the direction of fully funding IDEA, you know, the Individuals with Disabilities Act. We have students who, with special needs who are going undiagnosed throughout their entire academic career and, you know, being suspended or disciplined for things that they have no control over. We really have to get to the heart of many of these challenges so that we can properly educate our children and position them for success.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but when I talked to Chris Murphy last week after his phone conversation with the president, he said he thought the president is at least listening to improving background checks and doing more to that. Do you have that same sense?
I wish I shared Senator Murphy's optimism, but what I've learned here in my very short time in Congress is that we have the will to do whatever it is we want to do. You know, I've seen things move to the floor very quickly. You know, public sentiment, when we had the 9/11 bill, in a week after much pushing, you know, the temperature changed, we voted on the House, the Senate moved it, the President signed it. So for as hard as it seems on the other side, if we truly wanted to get this done, the House could call it to a floor, the Senate to the floor for a vote, the Senate could take it up, and the President can sign it.
Okay.
All right. Senator.
Well, maybe.
I'm pushing you.
Maybe someday.
Representative Jahada Hayes from the 5th Congressional District. Representative, thanks for the time,
thanks
as always.
On.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
That was interesting.
She's very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.